Wyoming has the potential to be one of the country's top wind energy producers. Obviously, one benefit, it's really windy. But the state is lagging behind others in vying for these kinds of development projects. And a window may be closing to get in on the wind energy boom. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim has more.
In April of this year, the utility company Rocky Mountain Power, or RMP, announced a $3.5 billion investment in wind energy, spanning Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming. Their project will add new wind generation to the Western Electric grid, upgrade turbine technology, and build a much-needed new transmission line, Gateway West, which can carry generated energy out of Wyoming. And there's a specific deadline for all that.
We need to have these projects in the ground and fully operational by the end of 2020 to qualify for the production tax credit. And so that is the driver of doing these projects now.
That's Rita Meyer, Vice President of RMP in Wyoming. She explains, the production tax credit, or PTC, provides a couple cents for each kilowatt hour of wind energy produced. The benefit applies to any wind project built before the end of 2019, or in 2020 if some factors are met, in the last 10 years. Meyer says, the PTC makes this project economically viable. And it's not just her company that's taking advantage.
I think we're seeing a real spurt now in activity because of the production tax credit and the idea that it will probably drop off after this final push.
This past quarter, there were almost 30,000 megawatts of wind capacity under construction or in development nationwide. The American Wind Energy Association says that's a record. Things may slow down if the GOP tax reform bill goes through as currently written. It slashes the wind power PTC. Still, the current credit is pushing a compressed timeline for wind projects. Jonathan Naughton is director of the Wind Energy Research Center at the University of Wyoming.
It's going to move development that would have occurred over, say, the next 10 years. It's going to kind of move a lot of that into the next 4 years.
So this window of time could set the stage for where wind energy is produced for years. Many states are positioning themselves to take the lead. Iowa and New Mexico, for example, have state tax breaks for wind energy produced. Texas even funded their own transmission line, ensuring wind developers could actually send their power somewhere. Naughton says Wyoming could be a contender.
And it's very possible because of the quality of the resource we have, the infrastructure that's going into place in terms of transmission. That would take us from being kind of a minor player, and that would vault us right into the top five.
But Wyoming is the only state in the country that taxes wind production. And there's talk about raising that tax.
That can make companies nervous. So we need to give some stability. We need to provide signs that Wyoming's really welcoming the development. We just need to kind of, you know, embrace it and not oppose the wind development. Let it happen, right?
We shouldn't be rushing into this.
That's Cale Case. He's a Wyoming state senator. Despite the state's wind potential, there are a lot of people here who don't want the state to jump headfirst into big wind investment.
Our wind resources are going to be here for a long time. We have to think about developing them carefully. And so I think it's a good time to take a deep breath.
Wyoming's economy depends on severance taxes from the state's extractive industries, coal, natural gas, oil. Why not wind?
I think we need to get a permanent, sustainable tax to compensate us for what's happening. This will allow us to do, you know, to have revenue for future generations of Wyoming folks to build schools, roads, and take care of the things we need to take care of.
And Wyoming's wind potential is just that, potential. Other states with less wind are becoming increasingly viable places to set up turbines. Currently, Wyoming is ranked 15th in installed wind capacity, far behind states like Texas and Iowa. Paul Martin is the president of Intermountain Wind, based out of Denver. He says the state of Wyoming has to do more if it wants to rise in the ranks. Specifically, he says it should find ways to increase transmission capacity, so there's actually a way to send the power somewhere.
The state could definitely be a leader in the wind industry if it encouraged the industry and invested in transmission to allow for the industry to continue.
Wind proponents point to the industry as a way to bring more jobs and revenue to Wyoming. That's appealing for a state increasingly looking to diversify its economy away from a fossil fuel dependence. But a wholesale shift in favor of wind is not likely to come quickly enough to take advantage of the current window of opportunity. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.